This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. As the death toll in Gaza nears 40,000, ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel are due to resume on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
International mediators are holding a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in an effort to stop the ever-rising Palestinian death toll in Gaza and to secure the release of hostages held captive in Gaza. The US, Qatar and Egypt are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Qatar. Hamas has not said whether it will participate in the talks, as it says Israel has added new demands to a proposal that had US and international support. A ceasefire in Gaza would likely calm tensions across the region following an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon that killed a top Hezbollah commander and the killing of Hamas's top political leader in an explosion in Iran's capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
As Ukrainian forces continue their push deeper into Russia, questions are emerging on what Kyiv plans to do with the territory that Ukraine is capturing. Anna Chernikova from VOA reports from Kyiv.
Sumy was one of the first Ukrainian cities to face the Russian assault in 2022. 2 years later, it is a springboard for Ukraine's surprise incursion into Russia. Officials claim Ukraine's aim is not to permanently seize Russian territory. President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's about protecting the lives of Ukrainian people and ending the war. The more Russian military presence is destroyed in the border areas, the closer peace will be for our state and true security. Security analysts see the move as a way for Ukraine to draw Russian troops away from the front lines. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Ukraine's top commander said on Thursday Kyiv had set up a military office in the occupied part of Russia's Kursk region, where it says its forces are still advancing. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ernesto is barreling towards Bermuda after leaving hundreds of thousands of people in Puerto Rico without power or water as sweltering heat envelops United States territory, raising concerns about people's health. In an AP interview, hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to become even more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size as the system moves further north. We're expecting the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is. So it is going to be a large, powerful hurricane as it approaches Bermuda.
Ernesto is forecast to become a major Category 3 hurricane on Friday and drop between 4 to 8 inches of rain in Bermuda with up to 12 inches in isolated areas. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared the Mpox outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and elsewhere in Africa a global emergency. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Confirmed cases of Mpox, also known as monkeypox, have been reported among children and adults in more than a dozen countries. And the WHO's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says few vaccine doses are available in Africa.
The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of Mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported Mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying.
People with Mpox get lesions on their body. It mostly spreads through close contact with infected people, including through sex. I'm Ed Donahue.
The wife of late Russian dissident Alexei Navalny said on Thursday that investigators told her that his death in an Arctic prison colony in February was caused by a, quote, combination of diseases, unquote, a finding she rejected as preposterous. Yulia Navalnaya said she would demand a criminal investigation of her husband's death, which she considers to be murder, and that Navalny's team would continue to conduct its own probe. Beijing-based Koryo Tours said on Wednesday they had received notice from isolated North Korea that tourism to the northeastern city of Samjeon would resume in December after nearly 5 years of COVID-triggered closures.
So it looks like that there has been a lot of changes in Pyongyang, and I hope that after the initial reopening in Samjeon, they're going to reopen the rest of the country and we will be able to experience like how Pyongyang changed over the years.
Greg Vaxi, the company's DPRK tour manager, told Agence France-Presse in an interview in Hong Kong. Thailand's Phu Tao Party has chosen 37-year-old Pei Tong Tan Shinawatra, the daughter of billionaire ex-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, as its candidate for Prime Minister. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.